السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. هذا الدكتور عبد القادر صاحب. Hope you well this morning. Allah grants you afiyat and good health. Hafti sahab, inshallah, the platform is yours this morning.
السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. بارك الله فيكم أنا سليم كريم. جزاك الله خيرا to our technicians, brother Junaid Khan and brother Zakaria. نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم أما بعد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي سبحانك لا علم لنا إلا ما علمتنا إنك أنت العليم الحكيم. All praise is due to Almighty Allah, the sustainer, nourisher and cherisher of the universe. Peace, blessings and salutations be upon our beloved master and leader, Nabi Muhammad Mustafa Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Today is the 28th of Ramadan Mubarak 1445. With the grace and mercy of Almighty Allah Jalla Wala, today we focus on chapter 23, Suratul Mu'minun, and verse number 8, the beginning of the 18 Supara, the 18 Juz of the Noble Quran. Our topic is the qualities of those devoted, dedicated Muslim men and women. So chapter 23, verse number 8. Almighty Allah teaches us, وَالَّذِينَ هُمْ لِأَمَانَاتِهِمْ وَعَهَدِهِمْ رَاؤُونَ. There are those people that they fulfill their trust. The trust here means interaction of human being with creation, as I'll explain. وَأَهَدِهِمْ, and human being, the masterpiece of Almighty Allah's creation, and his loyalty to Almighty Allah Jalla Wala, Ra'un, they fulfill it. So in a nutshell, if we summarize it, what is Islam teaching us? Islam is teaching us that we must pray, P-R-A-Y, to Almighty Allah Jalla Wala. We bow down to him alone. We prostrate to him alone. We cannot go and bow down and make sujood to anybody else besides Almighty Allah Jalla Wala, whether that person is dead or alive. Therefore, in our janazah salat, our funeral prayer, there is no ruku and no sujood to show and highlight this very point. There is no bowing down and no prostration. So ruku, sujood is only for Almighty Allah. So similarly, we pray to Almighty Allah Jalla Wala alone. And we must not pray, P-R-E-Y, on the creation of Almighty Allah Jalla Wala. So let's take the first part. They fulfill it, Ra'un, and they fulfill it. So our trust with human being. I owe Mauna Salim Karim 1,000 rand, for example. So remember, I have to pay him. That is what our agreement was. Oh, Maulana left some valuables by me. There's some watches, some gold coins and Kruger coins and what have you. So I have to return it when he comes back from Umrah or from Hajj. Then we see that there are various types of amanat. That human being today is worried about the environment. But we are the biggest polluters of the environment. So our amanat is not only between human beings. It is between us and animals. All the stunning and all that goes on. Why do the people do stunning? Why do the abattoirs do stunning? They'll do stunning because they want the maximum amount of animals to be slaughtered in minimum time, so the maximum profit, P-R-O-F-I-T, could be received. So they're not interested in animals' rights and so forth. All that is lip service. In the words of George Galloway, all these organizations, it is placing, lipstick on a pig. 100% is correct. Quran, Nabi Muhammad Mustafa Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam taught us, authentic hadith in Abu Dawood and Mishkat Sharif, Inna Allah kataba al-ihsan ala kulli shay, that Almighty Allah has decreed and prescribed you do goodness for everything and upon everything. فَإِذَا ذَبَحْتُمْ فَأَحْسِنُوا, when you slaughter or you sacrifice, then it must be done in the most humane manner. You cannot sacrifice one animal, slaughter one animal in front of another animal. You cannot have stunning and shocking the animals. So all this in Islam is torture and absolutely haram and unlawful. So that is amanat. How we should fulfill the rights of the animal, that also Islam taught us. How we should fulfill the rights of the environment. Leave non-Muslim, look at Muslim, we are fasting. And what do we see? That we see that Taraweeh time, Salat time, Iftar time, first thing some people will take is a cigarette. What did Mustafa Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam inform us? Authentic hadith in Muwatta Imam Malik, Imam Malik's magnum opus, La dharara wa la dhirar, do not cause harm to yourself nor to the environment. So imagine, we can make 1,000 examples like that. So do not cause harm to any creation. So unless there are some justification, we have war and so forth and so on, like now currently with the Jutla's haramis, so there you can't use that, there the other laws will be used. Wa ahdihim, and our pledge, our covenant with our Almighty Allah. Alastu bi rabbikum, am I not your sustainer, nourisher, provider? Qalu bala. When, why not? Remember that this pledge covenant was taken from us in Wadi al-Na'man, there in Maidan-e-Arafat, on the plains of Arafat, and in Alam-e-Arwah, in the realm of the souls and the spirits, even before human being came to this world. All the arwah and souls and spirits were gathered, and Allah said, am I not your sustainer, nourisher? Therefore, O Hujjaj Baitillah, O pilgrims, Ramadan Mubarak is coming to an end. On the day of Eid, a new season will start. Al-Hajju Ashhurum Ma'lumat, the months of Hajj. Min Eidin ila Eidin, from first of Shawwal, Eidul Fitr, to Eidul Adha, those are your months of Hajj. So you will go to Arafat, the pinnacle, the essence of Hajj, to renew that pledge with Almighty Allah Jalla Wala. So that is why we need to be loyal to Almighty Allah Jalla Wala. You Khautengas, your time is up now. You must stop eating, drinking, read istighfar, astaghfirullah, astaghfirullah, engage in dua and listen to the lesson, insha'Allahul Aziz. So we all must play our part and role. You know, nowadays the crowds are big in the mosque. How do we park our vehicles? So remember, that also is an amanat. So everything of ours we should be doing, fulfilling our duty with beauty. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. So let us take you around the world with the news, views, interviews. Today is day 185 of the Gaza genocide. So thousands rally yesterday also in Jerusalem, and they say, Bibi, you must resign. We want a replacement immediately, and there must be elections as soon as possible. Almighty Allah has disgraced him. Never mind for us Muslims. We know he's a war criminal. We know he is the butcher of Gaza. We know he's a serial liar. His own people are cursing him. Chapter 22, Surah Hajj, regarding pilgrimage, and verse number 18:18. وَمَن يُهِنِ اللَّهُ فَمَا لَهُ مِن مُكْرِمٍ. When Almighty Allah humiliates a person, then there's none to give him honor. Remember in Russia, this attack on the nuclear plant, one of the biggest nuclear plants in Europe. And there they saying, they're pointing the finger towards Kiev, towards these people here in Ukraine, and three people were injured. If that thing blows up, there will be huge, huge damage there in Europe. So remember that all this nuclear and all this modern technology is a twin-edged sword. People use it as a deterrent also, but remember, if it blows up or something really bad happens, Allah protect us all, then millions and thousands of people could lose their lives. Look at the irony of this one. Germany is being sued for genocide. That why? Because they are complicit in the genocide, in accomplice of Israel. They supplying arms, they giving material support. I've been to Germany, to Munich and these places. You know, if you know anything about vehicles and cars. So if you want the Mercedes headquarters in Germany, you will find it in Stuttgart. If you want the headquarters of BMW, you will find it in there, you will find it there in Munich. So that much you should know. And secondly, that when you go to Palestine, occupied Palestine, what this harami is called Israel, you won't find that car anywhere. I haven't seen it in any country beside there. They make special Mercedes cars with three doors on each side, so it's got six doors. And they use that as a taxi there. So why? Because Israel is milking them. You caused the genocide and your Nazis caused it. And now how the table has turned, remember that. They are helping Israel to commit genocide against the Palestinians. And now they are being sued as well. Rightly so. America must be sued. Britain must be sued. NATO must be sued. Whole lot of them, the haramis. So that is, inshallah, will take place. Now listen to this. That OBB says that now that Hamas military wing has been dismantled, the Minister of Defense of Israel, all haramis, all war criminals, says that we have won the war. How the hell you won the war when the IDF is withdrawing from southern Gaza? Today is Monday. On Saturday, our Hamas put 14 minimum, that is, of your people, your soldiers, straight to hell. And in other parts, in Khan Yunus and them, five of them were dispatched to hell. Obviously, the mass media does not mention all these things here. And your own article, your own press is saying Hamas is getting stronger and stronger and stronger. And the Jutlas are wondering how come Hamas are surviving even after 6 months and you have not found Yahya Sinwar, you have not found, you must remember, the major players of Hamas. So who is really winning the war? Israel has lost completely. You lost diplomatically, you lost politically, you lost economically, and you lost militarily. What a shame on this disgraced nation, cursed nation, chosen nation, yes, I agree, chosen for hell, and Almighty Allah will dispatch you to hell because of your crimes against Almighty Allah, the prophets and humanity, if you die in that state there. So that is what Bibi said, to quote him verbatim. He said, most Hamas battalions eliminated. Can you believe that? So that is now what you call public consumption. That is for the Jewish population, Zionist population, but they also not buying it. Because they had too many experiences and several experiences in the past with Bibi and how he lies. He's a serial liar. The longest serving Palestinian dies of cancer. That's what they said in the Haaretz. Maybe he died of torture. Maybe he died because of persecution. But they tell the world that no, he died of cancer. We must never believe them, remember that. So the foreign minister of UK, Cameron, he was once upon a time the prime minister as well of UK. So now he is the foreign minister. He says, our support for Israel is not unconditional. Now they all are waking up. Remember UK, America and other countries. We saw who the real terrorists are. We saw who the real murderers are. We saw who the troublemakers are. And we can't be supporting them in killing babies and innocent people and so forth. It might be too little too late, brother. We're going to go and punish you as well. Then you must remember Israel has, you know, they always up to something. They have a gadget they call Lavender. So this Lavender is AI, artificial intelligence. They haven't tested it. Now they are testing it on the Palestinians in Gaza. So now they place it there and they say there is a person there, a male. So they will wait till night time when he goes to his house, and they blow him up and blow up the houses, everything next to it. Yesterday in the Haaretz newspaper is written, I'm giving you their statistics, right? So they say, IDF say, they killed 12,000 terrorists of Hamas. How many thousand? 12. So we say, just to round it off, okay, that 36,000 people have been killed and martyred in Gaza. So that's the minimum figure we can take. We believe is much more than 40,000. So let's take 36,000 for this reason here. So if you murdered and killed 12,000 and 36,000 people have been martyred, so by your own admission and confession, two-thirds you have killed are civilians, two-thirds you have killed are not Hamas, two-thirds you have killed, you must remember, are babies, children and women and innocent people. So who are the war criminals? Who are the haramis? And the only solution will be one settler, one bullet, and to dismantle the entire apparatus and state, illegal state of Israel. So we need to be very clear. Today they are meeting there, you must remember, there in Cairo, who? Hamas one side and the Israelis. Israelis say, okay, you want ceasefire, you must release the hostages. What do you think? You think Hamas are idiots? They have to hold some trump cards. How the hell can you even make a proposal like that, so childish and foolish? And Hamas are making a realistic, remember that, that is demand. They say, withdraw and get out of Gaza. Slowly, slowly, they're all going out. If you got victory, then why are you going out? Because you know you are defeated, humiliated, and so forth. So all of you must get out from here, and then we have a ceasefire, and then we speak about hostages. And that is what you will call a good proposal for all parties concerned. Today, MBS, he came in the weekend, Saturday, Sunday, there to Makkah Mukarramah, Murtad bin Shaitan. So he is in Makkah. Any one of you know Makkah, then you will know that opposite the Haram there is the palace. That palace, you must remember, was built during the time of Fahd. You see, Fahd was a charismatic person, you know. So we went there, we spent two nights there also. We were invited for conference and all that. I was not impressed at all. Nevertheless, so he's there now. And last night they had Khatmul Quran. They completed the Quran Sharif in Taraweeh, Makkah Mukarrama, Medina Munawwara, and so forth. They made their dua and what have you. So all that is done and dusted now. So they telling the people, this is what I want to tell you and appraise you about. That they told the people, Monday night, you must scan the sky and look for the crescent, for Shawwal, for Eid. Don't be surprised. I'm not saying it's going to happen, but I say don't be surprised, because MBS is a Murtad bin Shaitan. His job is to cause harm to Islam and to the Muslims. And they say that the moon is sighted somewhere. You know their moon samis. That before the birth of the moon also, they can tell you they sighted it. And not one, two people, they'll tell you multiple sightings, just like the beginning of Ramadan. So Allah Jalla Wala have mercy on this ummah, and let sanity prevail, that we hope and pray something crazy like that doesn't happen. That they say tonight it was sighted, and then the sheep, you will find the Americans, the British, and so many other countries, the Muslims will just follow the Pied Piper. Don't be a fool. Saudi sighting is not worth the paper on which is written, remember that. So let's wait and see what will be the official announcement. What should happen is this, that they should be fasting tomorrow, Tuesday, and then celebrate Eid on Wednesday. Ours, we have to scan the sky tomorrow night, Tuesday night. If the moon is sighted, then Eid on Wednesday. Not sighted, then Thursday. But most probably, it will be Thursday, inshallah al-Aziz. History lesson for today, very, very interesting. Remember the 28th of Ramadan. Mustafa Habibuna Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam's nikah took place with Sayyida Zainab bint Khuzaymah. on the 28th of Ramadan in the third year of the Hijrah, and in the fourth year she passed away. Two honorable wives of the Master alayhi salam passed away during the Master alayhi salatu salam's lifetime, Sayyida Khadija radiallahu anha and Sayyida Zainab bint Khuzaima Ummul Masakin. She loved the poor people and she used to give so much charity, hence the name the mother of the poor and destitute. And Sadaqatul Fitr, Zakatul Fitr became compulsory in the second year also on this day, so that we can help our poor Muslim brethren and the self-purification takes place. And remember Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam's demise took place in the 11th year. Just fast forward 80-81 years and Tariq bin Ziyad and his people entered Andalus, Muslim Spain, on the 28th of Ramadan, the year 92. We've been there also with Allah's help and mercy in Wadi Lakka or Lukka, depending how you want to pronounce it. He and his army, they defeated the non-Muslims. Imagine where and where the Muslims went. So inshallah, today we'll be leaving inshallah for Nelspruit, and then from there to Barberton, and then tomorrow we'll be there Malalan, and then inshallah Wednesday there in Komatipur. So make dua for us also. All the programs will continue as normal inshallah al-Aziz. Maulana Salim, we have about 6-7 minutes for a quick Q&A inshallah.
Mufti Sahab, during the past year, Hamas spent so much time fighting the Jutlas. Why did they not fight the Palestinian government over to take charge, build the army and air force, etc., and then fight the Jutlas?
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim, that will be scoring an own goal. Mustafa Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam knew there's an entire surah, chapter in the Noble Quran entitled Surah Munafiqun, chapter number 63, and it comprises 11 verses. So why did Mustafa Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam not wage war against the people in Medina? Some of them were munafiqin. The Quran says that. وَمِنْ أَهَلِ الْمَدِينَةِ مَرَدُوا عَلَى النِّفَاقِ. And some people of Medina Munawwara, during the time of the Master alayhi salatu salam, were hypocrites, and they continued with the hypocrisy. لَا تَعْلَمُهُمْ. You do not know all of them, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi salam. نَحْنُ نَعْلَمُهُمْ. We know them. So what will happen? سَنُعَذِّبُهُمْ مَرَّتَيْن. We will punish them twice. ثُمَّ يُرَدُّونَ إِلَىٰ عَذَابٍ عَظِيمٍ. And then remember, we will return them to the worst punishment. That is the lowest dungeon there in Jahannam. And that is Surah 4, verse number 145. So this verse here, telling us about hypocrites in Medina Munawwara, is mentioned, remember, in chapter 9, Surah Tawbah, verse 101. Hadith, Bukhari Sharif. Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam, why we don't kill the munafiqeen? We know they are hypocrites. They're stabbing us in our back. The Master alayhi salatu salam set the precedent for humanity and posterity. Inna an-nasa qalu inna Muhammadan yaqtulu ashaba. The people will say the Prophet Muhammad Habibuna sallallahu alaihi wasallam is killing his own people. So therefore it's a great strategy that Hamas has used. They are not taking on Abu Mazin and Mahmoud Abbas and Fatah and all his cronies and shaitans. He himself is a murtad, and remember that he is out of the fold of Islam. So remember that in a case like this, we will say that it was a good strategy. Rather take on the Jutlas, otherwise they will say they're fighting among themselves.
Mufti Sahab, I don't have a problem with my husband has to serve his parents. However, I do have a problem when it comes to my personal shopping, where his parents have to choose for me. Why can't I choose what I want? This upsets his parents if I ask the thing that I need.
Remember that his parents got no right to choose for you and dictate for you. Your marriage is to your husband, is not to your in-laws. So therefore, what your father-in-law, mother-in-law are doing, if what you are saying is true, poking their big noses in your business is totally wrong. So your husband must wake up and not become a baila and a sissy. He must go and ma'al ihtiram, with respect, and explain to his parents, just stay out of our life regarding these issues. Me and my wife, we will choose whatever we want to, and you can't be dictating that. That's absolutely haram and not permissible. Tilka hududullah. Islam has given us parameters. This is another example of the hadith I quoted earlier, mentioned by Imam Malik rahimahullah in his Muatta. La dharara wa la dhirar. Don't cause harm to yourself and don't cause harm to others. Stay out, father-in-law, mother-in-law. You got no business to do that. It's haram for you to do that.
Iftisar, if we don't intend to make sehri at all during Ramadan, however, we keep our fast and make our intention after Taraweeh, is our fast valid, and are we sinful for not making sehri?
Ramadan is ending. Now you ask this question on the 28th fast. Hada shayun ajib, something very strange, you know. So yes, you get sin because deliberately you are undermining the sunnah of Nabi alayhi salam, and most probably you will be missing Fajr Salat also. See, when you practice, I give you both sides of the coin. When you practice on the sunnah of Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, fattabi'uni, then you must imitate me. Immaculately, yuhbibkumullah, you become the beloved of Almighty Allah jalla wala, wa yaghfir lakum dhunubakum, and your sins will get forgiven. Chapter 3, verse number 31. So, and you continue, every day you go against the sunnah of Nabi alayhi salam, and it's like undermining it to a great extent and so forth. So Almighty Allah warns the ummah, فَلْيَحْذَرِ الَّذِينَ يُخَالِفُونَ أَمْرِهِ. Beware of those people who oppose the commandment and teaching of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. أَنْ تُصِيبَهُمْ فِتْنَةٌ, a calamity will strike you. Oh, you see, bahum adabun alim, or a painful punishment will afflict you. Chapter number 24, Surah 24, Surah Nur, and verse number 63, right in the ending. Because this Surah, Surah Nur, comprises 64 verses, so this is the second last verse. Here I give you 2-3 ahadith quickly. Tasahharu fa inna fi suhuri baraka. Remember that partake of suhoor, because in suhoor, and the pre-dawn meal, 2 o'clock, 3 o'clock, 4 o'clock, depending what time is your cut off. So that is, remember, barakah and blessing. Open Mishkat Sharif, open Targhib wa Tarheeb, and open Musnad Ahmad. Inna Allah wa malaikatahu yusalluna alal mutasahhirin. Almighty Allah and His angels send blessings on those people who go and they wake up early and partake of it. Ni'ma suhurul mu'mini at-tamr, the best one is dates, remember that. So the best suhur, hadith, remember Abu Dawood, Mishkat Sharif. So you're undermining it, brother. So there's 1-2 days left, whatever the case might be. Wake up, read tahajjud, make dua, read fajr, and you say, no, after Taraweeh I make intention, I'll sleep. What time are you going to wake up? After sunrise. So that is absolutely haram then. Last question, Maulana.
People who are healthy and have the means to go for Hajj, can somebody else be sent on their behalf to perform their Hajj?
Absolutely haram. Hajj is compulsory upon you. And if you don't perform Hajj and there's no illness, there's nothing wrong with you, but because you are too lazy and too proud to go, you don't want to sleep on the land and sand and so forth. So the hadith in Tirmidhi, you have no valid excuse and you yourself did not perform the first Hajj. Fala alayhi ayyamuta yahudiyan or nasraniyan. I don't bother about you. You can die a Jew or you can die a Christian. Go open Tirmidhi. If the person is ill or he can't manage at all and Hajj is compulsory, then you speak of Hajj-e-Badal and so forth. But what you are asking, absolutely haram, not permissible. Assalamu alaikum. See you 22-6, inshallah.